Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Cattle parasites don't break for summer, so your fight against them shouldn't either. With Safeguard feed formulations, keeping up that fight is easier than ever. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle on grass. Simply add it to your current feed and mineral program. No processing, no shoot, no added stress. And you can be confident cattle are getting the proper dose. Finbendazole, the active ingredient in Safeguard, stays in the parasite. So even cattle that eat small amounts of Safeguard over a few feedings will quickly build up to a dose that's lethal to the most damaging internal parasites. You know the ones, brown stomach worm, Cuperia, and Nematodirus, to name a few. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Then visit SafeguardWorks.com and see how Safeguard from Merck Animal Health can help protect your cattle from monstrous parasites all season long.
Well, the August WASDE report came out this week, and Oklahoma State University Extension grains market analyst Dr. Kim Anderson says we may have seen the bottom on wheat prices.
Well, I think wheat prices are relatively close. I think we've got that harvest pressure from the Black Sea area already in the market. Could be some surprises there, but not much. The big uncertainty right now, I think, is Australia. They're looking at about a 400 million bushel increase in crop from about 550 to over 900 million bushels. We'll see if they can get that crop in the bin. But I think that's already in the price, so we should be near the bottom for wheat prices and maybe pick up just a little rally.
Anderson also thinks that corn prices have probably bottomed out.
They've been near the, not historical low, but the low we've seen the last 5 or 6 years. I think corn prices have probably bottomed out with the increased ending stocks for soybeans. I think we might see beans going a little bit lower.
You can hear more from Dr. Kim Anderson on this week's SunUp by going to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, after months of steady increases, the prices consumers pay for their groceries actually dropped in July. The monthly consumer price index says that was the first decline in the price of food since April of 2019. However, the decrease was less than 0.5%, and Americans are still paying more for food than they did in 2019. COVID-19 forcing Americans to stay at home and cook more of their meals has driven up demand at prices at supermarkets. Prices for food that Americans typically eat at home is almost up 5%. The Detroit Free Press says meat, poultry, eggs, dairy products, and cereals showed some of the sharpest increases seen in decades through April, May, and June. However, prices for those same products fell 3.8% in July. Beef prices dropped the most in July at 8.2%. Back in April, beef prices, remember, had soared over 10%, with cuts like beef roast increasing around 20%. Dairy prices dropped 0.8% in July. That's the second straight month of a
decline.
Listen to this. For the first time in many months, there are no red shades of extreme drought anywhere in Oklahoma, according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor map. In typical summer fashion, rains were hit and miss across the country, with the west and into the southern plains, as well as most of the areas in the south, mainly being missed. Fortunately, it was mostly a hit in the driest parts of Oklahoma and Kansas, as the closest drought category is now in southern Colorado. Improvements in drought conditions were shown in Oklahoma and the Texas panhandles, as well as eastern Oklahoma. The drought slowly crept into Oklahoma beginning last fall, and now it's slowly receding these past several weeks. Today, almost 67% of the state is free of any drought conditions. That's about a 7-point improvement over last week. Biggest areas of concern still remain in Cimarron County and the far western end of the panhandle, as well as western and southwestern Oklahoma, where the majority of the moderate to severe drought categories are located. You've got farm news on Ron.
We're for anyone who takes pride in doing things the right way. For more than 30 years, our checkoff-funded Beef Quality Assurance Training and Certification Program has been guiding ranchers, veterinarians, and transportation professionals dedicated to moving the cattle industry forward. Raising consumer confidence in the safety and quality of their food leads to improved profitability. Get BQA certified at BQA.org.
BQA, the right thing to do. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.